Welcome to Live with Lon. I'm so glad you're with us today. What do you do with somebody, a Christian, who it just seems like is so busy boasting, is always boasting about themselves and what they're doing, and I did this and I did that? Doesn't that bother you? Well, it should, because that's not the model of the scripture. And we're going to talk about that today. And hopefully, you're not one of those people that you already know the principle or practice it that we're going to talk about. But wherever this lesson finds us, I hope by the time it's done with us, we'll all be at the right place. So let's pray. We're ready to start. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for the privilege of studying the word today. Lord, use your word to really help us be reminded of exactly where our focus should be, where the spotlight should be, that we shine, whether it's on ourselves or whether it's on you. So talk to our hearts today, Lord, I pray. Open our hearts that we might understand your word and that it might have an impact on us. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And everybody said, what? Amen. And what? Amen. Okay, we're studying the Gospels. We are here in John 14, 15, 16, and 17, that beautiful section where in John's Gospel that's not in the other Gospels. And we're in chapter 16, and today we're going to pick up in verse 13. We've been talking about the Holy Spirit coming, and Jesus said, I'm leaving, and I'm going to send the Helper, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. And it's better that way, because he can be in you. So we pick up verse 12. I still have many things to say to you, Jesus said, New King James Version of the Bible, but you cannot bear them right now. However, when he, the Spirit, capital S, of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will speak not on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. Now, what is Jesus talking about here when he says he will take of mine and the things that he hears that are mine, he will declare to you? I'm not 1,000% sure, but I'm fairly certain he's talking about heavenly things that the Holy Spirit, who is co-equal and co-substantial with God the Father and God the Son, that there are certain discussions that go on, certain realities of that exist in heaven and in the Godhead of that he is privy to, the Holy Spirit. These things are mine, Jesus said. All things the Father has are mine. We share equally among the persons of the Godhead, and he will take these heavenly things, and he, Jesus said, will speak and share them with you. So Jesus said, I've been here talking heavenly things to you about salvation and about God, about how to get to heaven and how to live. I mean, that's what the Bible is. It tells us how to get to heaven and how to live until we get there here on earth. That's what it is. And so Jesus said, that's what I've been doing. And now the Holy Spirit's going to take over. And because he's in you, he's going to be able to communicate them right to your heart and your life. Now, notice what Jesus says here. Verse 14, Jesus says, he, the Holy Spirit, will glorify himself. No, then what it says, he will glorify the church. No, in what it says, he will glorify the Bible. Nope, he'll glorify the gospel. Nope, doesn't say that. He might glorify all those things, but he will glorify me, Jesus said, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. You know, there are some people and some churches who all they want to talk about is the Holy Spirit this and the Holy Spirit that. The Holy Spirit did this, the Holy Spirit did that. And they say, well, Lon, I thought you said the Holy Spirit is God. He is. And then I thought you said that he has an important ministry to carry out here on earth. He does. But Jesus says that he's not here to glorify himself. He's not here to bring attention to himself. He's not here to shine the spotlight on himself. He's here to glorify and shine the spotlight on me, Jesus said, the Son of God, the second person in the Godhead. They say, well, I don't understand. Why make this distinction here? Because Jesus knew that churches and individuals were going to mess this up. And they were going to try to give too much credit and spotlight to the Holy Spirit. And if you know people like this, all they want to do is talk about the Spirit and spiritual gifts. And all they want to do is highlight the Spirit. Look, I'm not one of these people that denigrates the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Not at all. Of course, the Holy Spirit has awesome ministry. But he doesn't want the spotlight to be on him. He does awesome ministry, but he wants the spotlight to be on Jesus. The Lord Jesus is the one that he's here to glorify. The Lord Jesus is the one that he's here to turn the spotlight on and highlight his life, his death, his sacrifice on the cross, his ministry. And you know how I know that? I want you to read all the letters of the New Testament, the church letters, telling the church how to live, telling the church how to function, explaining to the church the gospel message and how to get into heaven. And how many times in those letters do you find the Holy Spirit glorifying himself? Who wrote those letters? Well, the Spirit did, through the Apostle Paul and some of the other apostles. But never in those letters do you get him bragging about what he's doing. Never in those letters do you get him bringing the attention to himself. No. Who is the star of those letters? It's the Lord Jesus Christ is the star. And remember John the Baptist said, talking about Jesus, he must increase, I must decrease. When John the Baptist's disciples complained that everybody was going to Jesus. Jesus was attracting all the crowds. They were leaving John. John said, he must increase, I must decrease. The Holy Spirit's approach is, Jesus must increase. And I'm here to point the finger and the spotlight to him, not to myself. Now, does the Holy Spirit have the right to point the spotlight to himself? Yeah, sure. Is he not one of the three persons of the Godhead? Yeah, sure. Does he not have the same attributes as God the Father, God the Son? Yeah, sure. Has he not done mighty things? Yeah, sure. But does he point the spotlight at himself? No. Why? He will glorify me, Jesus said. So if you meet somebody And all they talk about is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. No, something is askew. This is not why the Holy Spirit came. He came to glorify Christ. Now, we're going to stop here, and we're going to ask our most important question. So are you ready? Come on now, here we go. 1, 2, 3. So, oh, what? Yes. And how great is it that the Holy Spirit is here on earth, living in us, having ministries to and through us? How great is that? Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you as orphans. I'm going to come to you, but I'm going to come to you in the person of the Holy Spirit. How sweet it is that he did not leave us as orphans. And I'm going to do a message later in a few weeks in this series where I'm going to take you through all the ministries of the Holy Spirit that the Bible talks about. I think there's like 12 or 13 of them that the Bible mentions. I'm sure there are more. These are just ones the Bible mentions. But I'm not going to do it today. Today, what I want to talk to you about is this sentence Jesus said, he will glorify me. He will not draw attention to himself. This is not about promoting the Holy Spirit. That's not what the New Testament does. It promotes the Lord Jesus Christ. And folks, this is what John the Baptist was about, promoting the Lord Jesus. He must increase, I must decrease. I'm promoting him. I'm not worthy to untie his sandals. I'm promoting him. And all the New Testament letters, the disciples, they don't promote themselves. You don't see them telling you what they've done, how many sermons they preached, how great they are. And you don't hear Peter or James or any of these other guys bragging about what they've done. No. Why? Because the essence of the gospel, the essence of Christianity, the essence of true godly ministry is to exalt Jesus, our Savior, the one who died on the cross for you, for me, and paid for our sins with his blood, and opened the gates of heaven for us with his resurrection. That's who we're here to promote, not ourselves, not ourselves. Look what the Apostle Paul says, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. He says, for it has been declared to me concerning you, my brethren, verse 11, by those who are of the household of Chloe, that there are arguments, contentions among you, that some people say I am of Paul, other people say I am of Apollos, others I am of Cephas, Peter, or I am of Christ. Is Christ divided? Paul says, look, was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? And he goes on to say, let him who boasts, let him boast in the Lord, not in ourselves. This is the heart of Paul. I present myself to you as a servant of Christ. I don't come boasting about what I've done. It's all about Christ. So my friends, I want to urge you and me to be very careful. To be very careful when we fall into the trap of attracting the attention to ourselves. We live in a world, and here in Washington, D.C., I live in the middle of that world, where people are always claiming the credit, always trying to promote their own glory, always trying to tell everybody what they've done and boast. This is not the model of the New Testament, my friends. It's not the model of the Bible. The model of the Bible, the model of the New Testament. So then, as Paul said, if anyone boasts, let him boast in the Lord. Let the attention and all the credit go to the Lord. Let the renown go to the Lord. By the grace of God, I am what I am, Paul said. By the grace of God, I've been able to achieve what has been achieved through me. Look at this when he comes back from his first missionary journey. Look at this. After all that had happened and all Paul had done and being stoned almost to death at Lystra and rising and preaching the gospel and leading people to Christ, he came back and look what in Acts chapter 14, verse 27, and when they had come back to Antioch, where they had been sent out, Paul and Barnabas, and they gathered the church together. I want you to watch this now. They reported all that they had done. No, that's not what the Bible says. They reported all of the magnificent things that they had accomplished. No, that's not what the Bible says. Watch. They reported, look at this, all that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. All that God had done with them. Not what they had done. All that God had done with them. And how God, not them, had God had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. Even when people force us to talk about the things that have been accomplished through us, we should always be saying, by God's grace, we did this. And by God's grace, I did that. And God worked through me to accomplish this. And God mercifully and kindly used me to do this. But always God, always the Lord Jesus at the center. You understand? I know you do. So let's be careful, my friends. Be careful. I know in our heart many times we mean, well, sure, the Lord did it. Of course he did. I know that. We don't mean harm. But we have to be very careful the words we use. Because we live in a world that is so obsessed with its own glory, so obsessed with the spotlight, so obsessed with the credit, that if we even sound remotely like that, people will immediately assume that our heart is where their heart is. We have to go out of our way to say, no, no, by God's grace, he used me to do this. By God's mercy, he used me to do this. Praise God that he worked through me to do that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us to be people that no matter what has been done through us, I don't care how fantastic a ministry God has given us and how significant, that all we still want to do is point people to God, to Christ, and not to ourselves. Help us remember the Holy Spirit himself, God, the third person of the Godhead, was sent not to glorify himself, but to glorify Christ. And Lord, may that be our heart, and may we be happy if that is the end result of our life, the end result of our efforts, is that this is what Christ did through me. Lord, help us be careful what we say and how we express ourselves. And may we be careful what lives in our heart, Lord. Deliver us from the pride and the arrogance that hides there. Search it out, Lord. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And everybody said, what? Amen. And what? Amen. You bet. All right. Lord willing, we'll see you next week. We're going to finish up, I hope, in a week or so, chapter 16 of John's Gospel. Then we go into the high priestly prayer of the Lord Jesus, John 17. And then we're at the crucifixion, the betrayal, the Last Supper, the crucifixion. Yeah. Okay. God bless you. Have a great week. Glory goes to Christ.